So we see card descendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 kumfumfu 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje
sibona ngani vele isikhathi kade sesifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo, and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze.
Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi, ikakhulu abavela eZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe.
Kuthiwa yena lo mqondisi moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazimbeni tabazi njena uChief Lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop ye-14,500 eyayingekaFloyd Ambrose.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthokazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo o-hip hop uWarren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi ngu-Rocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kulabantu abaphezu kwamakhulu amathathu 335 abahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19 elizweni, kwathi abayisikhombisa babulawa yilo umkhuhlane. Okwamanje ilizwe selene lisile ukuhlaba abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3 million ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kodwa abangaba izigidi ezedlula kancane ezimbili babo 2.2 million yibo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni omabili. Kubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Kunjalo nje isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi, ikakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kusukela namhlanje izalwane zakwele South Africa sezivunyelwa ukuqhuba imbuthano elabantu abafika izinkulungwane ezimbili 2,000 nxa bephandle kwezakhiwo kumbe abedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa 750 nxa bephakathi. Isikhathi sokunqabela abantu ukuhamba laso sekusele amahola amane kuphela, kusukela ngo-12 o'clock ebusuku kusiya ku-4 o'clock ekuseni. Emngcwabeni sekuvunyelwa abantu abali-100. Abanatha utshwala labo batsha umlozi njengoba sebevunyelwa ukubuthenga malanga wonke, kanti emabhawa sebengabubhudla kuze kutshaye u-11 o'clock ebusuku. Esethula lesi simemezelo izolo ebusuku, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthele South Africa seliphumile ku-3rd wave ye-coronavirus, kanti ke lezibalo zabahlaselwa yilo mkhuhlane ngelanga sezehle kakhulu.
At the peak of the third wave, we were recording around
qale kuhlaselwa abantu abafika 20,000 ngelanga, kodwa khathesi sebedlalela kubo 2,000.
The average number of new cases was at around 1,800 a day.
Lamanyathelo aza ngesikhathi kuyiwa kokhisimusi njalo ele South Africa lilungiselela ukhetho asemukelwe ngezandla zombili ngabaningi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khanyisa Sinkala uthi bathemba lokhu kuzavula amathuba emsebenzi laloba nje umnyaka usuvele ususiyaphela.
Sibona ngani vele isikhathi kade sesifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo, and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze. Sisilanda i-festive season ukuthi lokhu abantu kuvulwe kuvalwe sokusilimazile economically. So encouragement yami kubantu baseZimbabwe abalapha ezweni laseSouth Africa ukuthi asambeni siyehlaba.
Isikhulume senhlanganiso emela izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, eZimbabwe community in South Africa, umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi uthi asisekwe isizathu sokuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe aqhubeke evale imingcele kulabo abafuna uzokwethekela lokuzothenga kwele South Africa.
Abantu bese bechwele nzima kakhulu, kodwa ke siyanxusa nje ukuthi ngabe nelizwe lakithi nalo kuyavulwa amabhoda, impilo zabantu sezinesikhathi eside zinile. Kuyadingeka nje ukuthi kuvulwe amabhoda abantu bekwazi ukuhamba baye emakhaya bayelungisa okunye babone nezihlobo nabantwana.
Loba kunjalo abanye bathi ukuvumela abantu abaningi kangaka bebuthana ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa imikhankaso yokukhetho oluza qhutshwa ngolwezi kungahle kuphose ilizwe ku-fourth wave engagcina isenza kuvalwe zonke izinto. Sebephose bafike izigidi ezintathu asebehlaselwe i-coronavirus kwele South Africa 2.9 million. Asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisishiyagalolunye 87,000. Asebehlatshwe ngokugcweleyo sebesedlula izigidi eziyisishiyagalombili over 8 million. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 naku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Mxaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namuhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso kulandela icala aletheswayo elokubangela udlakela ngenyanga kamabasa kungxabangxoza eyaqhamuka epulazini entaba zenduna. Ibandla leli lalisithi kufanele umnumzana Floyd Ambrose asuke epulazini le-Tabas enduna farm eNyamandlovu ngoba lingelikamnumzana Brian Davis obikwa walithathelwa. Umnumzana Ambrose uthi wantshontshelwa imali njalo wachaywa ngamalunga e-MRP ngaleso isikhathi. Amanye amalunga leli bandla angamachumi amathathu lani agoqela umkhokheli walo umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo lawo akhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ngecala elifanayo. Umnumzana Dumisani Dube igqwetha elibamelayo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ya, wethu sicela lokuthi kuthiwa yena lo Mqondisi Moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazini lentaba zinzweni awe-Chief Lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop le-14,500 US ebhulwe Floyd Ambrose. So uchajwa ngo-section 37 of the Criminal Qualification Reform Act ngesikhathi bycourt and incitement of public violence.
Sizwa njalo ukuthi akhona amanye amalunga emthwakazi Republic Party azamiswa phambi komthethwandaba. Betheswa cala bani njalo kuyini elikukhangelele ngalolu daba?
Ya, mfakula abanye abayi-31 abagoqela umthungameli we-MRP Mqondisi Moyo. Amapholisa lasenkathelo emaphepheni abo bathi babeyi-32 kodwa mabizo sikajeli namabizo angikhona ngobani. Akwakhathi esikhayelele ukuthi njengoba sesenzile i-application yebheli ukuthi uxame bethu nisuqalele suka endlini salindela ukuthi inkantolo izathini. Siyabuyela ekhodi ngomvulo ngokhota bas 11 so sizazi ukuthi bathini then we'll take from there. Kodwa amapholisa ebadisayo ukuthi bethole ibheli besithi bazabaleka bathanda ukukhuthaza udlame okwenkantolo ekhodayo asikabile nsolo but i-conduct yamapholisa esolisayo ukuthi isikhathi esiningi bagijimisa into zepolitics ukuthi benze umsebenzi lalapho ungenacala khona lalapho ungenasidingo sokuthi beyalthi umuntu ethole ibheli baphikisa phela
icala balivumi bayalala icala.
Lo umnumzana Dumisani Dube igqwetha isixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Kusenjalo ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi abasakhulayo abathathu ababotshwe izolo besola ikhomishini ebona ngoqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission sebetheswe icala lokuvimba amahofisi la. Batsho nemini yonke namhla besesitokisini njalo bengetheswanga icala. Amagqwetha abo ezama ukuthi bakhululwe. Abathathu laba babalisa umnumzana Johannes Karishi, Crispin Vera, Lodenford Ngatsiwore, ongukhansila. Isikolo senkuba primary school enkayi sesisungule uhlelo lokufundisa abantwana kusetshenziswa imitshina yama computers, ama radio sets lokunye. Uhlelo lolu olusekelwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esiphandle kwelizwe esingafisanga ukuvezwa ngigama lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19. Umnumzana Robert Ndlovu wabona ngokusungulwa kohlelo lolu uthi abantwana ababalisi lezakhamizi baluthakazelela. Asizweni exoxa ngalolu daba lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7.
Ngihambe ukuyafaka okuthiwa yi-digital library for e-learning system. Basically, isikolo semaphandleni azila internet connectivity. So esikwenzayo, if you cannot access internet, sinaseletha kuwe. So engasuka ngikwenzile la, ngathatha amabhuku, ama-PDF, ama-radio lessons, ama-MP3, lama-video. Kuko YouTube lapha la amahhala ngagqiba ku-computer kwenza ukuthi ngicreate okuthiwa i-digital library. So ngangilama-laptop amabili futhi ngase ngithenga le-speaker yabona kwezi-speaker okuthiwa ngabafana lo okwengoma lokho okulengiswayo lokho right ngathiwe ngithenga lama-USB flash ama-flash drive I think ngathenga ama-32 gig I think ayi-6 ngasezibotshwa sesesiya khonayo. So ngithembe ezifika khona ngibe ngasebenzisa i-internet ngoba ngathi 60% of i-educational material esetshenziswa ezikolo yayisigcwele ku-hard drive yekhompyutha engahambelayo. So ngifika ngale ngafika ngakhona ngabatshengisa ukuthi kukholekthwa njani ngafaka i-speaker esa ngafaka i-USB kwadlala ama-radio lessons. So lapha babesiza ukuthiwa ngama-auditory esizinze okokulalela. Sasikwenza sisakhulathwe kwakuthiwa ngama-radio lessons okwakuqala. Okwesibili, I think lokho kwabajabula kakhulu. Amavidiyo angangihambelayo yaya kukhompyutha. Ngiyenelisa ukuthi edlalwe kumakhompyutha wirelessly. Kodwa engazange iye kwi-intanethi. Amakhompyutha lamafoni abo ayayichupha khonapho kukhompyutha le engangihambelayo. Okuthiwa yi-local area network. So ngase ngifika laba abalisi ukuba beziproducele i-content yabo ngoba ungananzelela ukuphuma kube YouTube lezi ndawo ngokwemazweni okunye. So ngabafundisa ukuthi berekhode using amafoni abo nokuthi barekhode ama-radio lessons ngolimi ngifundisa abantu
abo. So ngasikhangela khonapho-ke singathi ukuze kwethule uhlelo lolu kwethula ngaphansi kwenkampani yokuthiwa kuyini njalo ubona ngani kuyasebenza kakhulu yini emaphandleni nxa usethula uhlelo lolu?
Ye, kuyasebenza. Ikhampani mina I'm a consultant kwi-telecoms and ICT. Ikhampani yami kuthiwa yi-Woza Town. So uhlelo lolu ngaluqashe e-town lapha kuBulawayo ngifaka ama-websites yama-e-learning libraries ezikolo where abantwana could access i-material esikolo kumbe yizwe i-internet. But even e-town lapho kuyangikhona iyadula. So esasebenza esikolo lapha emthethe yasenzika primary abantwana bayabuya esikolo kumbe abazali lama-USB drive kumbe lama-memory card sebekopela isifundo za ma-memory card ngoba wonke umuntu ulayifoni lapha endlini. Abantu abaningi balawa ama-smart TV lapha ababukela khona umvango lakwesidingo and so on. So igepe yayikhona ngeza abantu abaningi bengibhatela bengilobeka besithi pho-ke sinemakhaya okungala intanethi okungalazeka kuthiwayo. Ngathi hhayi for ivesi kusenziwa ama-solar panel njalo amakhompyutha siwasebenzisayo kuthiwa ngama-micro computers okutsho ukubana akadli umlilo omningi. So amaphaneli lizifaka laphana akaduli kakhulu lamabhatri. So i-demand nje esasinika ngayibona kokutitshi njengoba ngithithi ngihamba kokuqala ekhaya semphendule kobulawayo sizabuyela ngemva kwamaviki amabili to perfect i-program.
Lo umnumzana Robert Ndlovu yingcwethi kwezobulembu be-intanethi obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 esenkuba primary school enkayi esabelweni semathebeleleni North. Kulive Talk namhlanje sikhangela imizamo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela. Paul Kagame wakwele Rwanda uthi lizwe lakhe lifuna ukuqhatsha ababalisi abaqeqeshe ezifundweni ezithiyeneyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Wethule lokhu eKigali ngolwesithathu kusihlwa emhlanganweni weRwanda eZimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference ogqitshwe izolo. Emhlanganweni lo bekulabaqondisi bamankampani, iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe lezakwele Zimbabwe labanye. Umabona kude weRwanda Television uthaphe amazwi la esithi uyafisa kakhulu ukuqhatsha ababalisi abakhaliphileyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimta, utshele uGives Dube weStudio 7 ukuba bakwamukela ukukhulunywe ngumongameli Kagame.
Siyambonga umongameli waseRwanda ngokunanzelela ukuthi ababalisi beZimbabwe baqeqeshile njalo bayahlonipheka, kanti benza lezinga lezemfundo leZimbabwe libe lezinga elihloniphekayo. Okufuna ukuhleke ukuthi sesibona ngamazwe wonke ukuthi ababalisi laba bayasebenza ngokumqotho, sindana behlangana lobunzima obukhulu elizweni labo.
Lizakhulumisa nalo uhulumende na ngodaba lolu babandlovu?
Esikujabulelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa lo umkhumbulo ongaba ngumkhumbulo ophumelelayo kawuphumelele, kuyukuthi ohulumende baxhumene ukuthi labo babalisi abahamba besiya eRwanda bahambe beyingxenye kahulumende, ukwenzela ukuthi inkanuko zabo zebekhona ngale zinanzeleleke njalo zivikeleke. Phela umuntu angahamba eyedwa olakho ukuthi afike adliwe ngamanqe esekhonale. Thina-ke siyakukhuthaza ukuthi kube khona ababalisi abahambayo besiyadinga ulwazi kwamanye amazwe, kanti njalo bebachathekela ngolwazi lweZimbabwe. Sikubonile kusenzakala lokho eZimbabwe lisungula uzibuse, okutshengisela ukuthi kakusiyo nto entsha ukuthi ababalisi bachaphakale bagcwale amazwe bencedisana lezinye izizwe. Labethu-ke ke ngokunjalo kufanele sibe kusukemungele lokho, kakusiyo nto elihlazo. Ukuthi baningi okunganani ababalisi abakhanuka ukuthi baye khona, hathi asikakutholi ukuthi baningi okunganani, kodwa nxa bebaningi bekhanuka okutshengisela ukuthi bayafisa ukuthi baye kubona kwezinye indawo ukuthi kwenzakalani, mhlawumbe njalo bangathola okungcono. Nanku phela uhamba kwazala induna.
Lo mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yababalisi yeZimta, obexoxa lo Gives Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Okwamanje ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weDemocratic Republic of Korea wethule umbiko mhlaka 13 kunyanga kaMpandula esithi uvivinya ukusebenza kwezikhali zenhlamvu zombhubhiso ezohlobo lwama-long range cruise missiles angafika kwele Japan. Kumalanga amabili alandela umbiko lo, uhulumende lo wasungula ukusebenza kwalezi izikhali ezimbili ngokuzivivinya okungokwakuqala kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo. Uhulumende weMelika wasola lolu hlelo emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Ned Price wathi ukuvivinywa kwalezi izikhali yikwephula izivumelwano eziningi ezogatsha lwezomvikela kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations olwe-Security Council, njalo eleMelika liyazi ukuthi inyathelo leli ngelokwethusela amazwe akhelane lele Democratic Republic of North Korea kanye lawemhlabeni jikelele. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kusigodlo sezomvikela eMelika ese-Pentagon umnumzana John Kirby uthe lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi Inyathelo le Democratic Republic of Korea liletha okungahlaliseki. Ugcizelele wathi uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuvikela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan ukukhulumisana ngezikhali zombhubhiso ezama-nuclear phakathi kwelizwe le-United States lele Democratic Republic of Korea kwamiswa kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2019 kodwa uhulumende kamongameli Biden wakubeka sobala ukuthi ufuna inkulumo lezi ziqhubeke. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende uMnumzana Price uthi ele Melika lizimisele ukuthi kube lenkulumo ezizavumela ukuthi ligcwalise injongo yalo eyokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso kusigaba se-Korean Peninsula. Uthi ele Melika alila njongo yokuba lenzondo ngokwenziwe ngele Democratic Republic of Korea kodwa lidinga ukwehlisa izinga lokwethuselwa kweMelika labangani balo abagoqela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan. Njalo baza kufeza lokhu ngokukhulumisana kuhle. Kusikhatshana esisanda ukwedlula bekulenhlelo ezithile phakathi kwele Melika lamazwe akhelane lelizwe le-North Korea kukhulunywa ngalo. Phakathi kwenyanga kaNcwabakazi omela iDemocratic Republic of Korea eMelika uSung Kim uvakatshele eTokyo wahlangana leziphathamandla zikahulumende weJapan leze-Republic of Korea ukucubungula udaba lweDemocratic Republic of Korea lezi inye abaphathinjambo bakwamanye amazwe aPRC labe Republic of Korea bahlangana eSeoul ngesikhathi ele Democratic Republic of Korea lisanda ukuvivinya izikhali zalo ezama long range missiles. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende uMnumzana Price uthe imihlangano le iqakathekile kunhlelo zokukhulumisana njalo ele Melika likholwa ukuthi imbuthano le izafeza injongo efana le Melika lamazwe akhelane le Democratic Republic of Korea eyokuthi kube lengqubekela phambili kunhlelo zokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso esigabeni se-Korean Peninsula. Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi uRocky Dub ocula eBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chester Spanda weStudio 7.
I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Team nothing fella. This city motivator. Just give me no some paper. I'ma get one that ask me how I feel. Bro, I'm Gino.
Ungafika uthi udinga uWaren Moyo ekasi lakhe enketha abamali kodwa ungathi Rock It Up bakukhomba kuye. Kungani esaziwa kangaka la?
Ngazalelwa enketha, ngafunda enketha primary grade 1 to 7. Ngase ngiqhubeka ngisiya eJonthalak eNtaba Zinduna ekhe ngayenza khona i-secondary yami. Ngiqeda khona phangaya eBulawayo Adventist High School engayenza khona i-A-level yami. Ngingathi ngaxwayisa ukurekhoda sibili okujulileyo 2009.
I'm hard, I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. He's nothing better. She's seen him on the better. Just give me now some paper.
Ungena nje kwezomculo we-hip hop uRock It Up ephiwa umdlandla ngabanye abaphambi kwakhe.
Ngathi ngomalume bami ngoba babekuyenza kusongakhula ngibabona bakhangile lami. I think wangenza ngafisa ukuba yibo. Ngongenze ngakhetha umdumo lo yikho futhi ukuthi ngakhula ngibukela ukuthi bona babesenza njani izinto zabo. Abantu asebewamukele kahle sengathola lama-nomination. I'm a best hip hop. I want to watch the game and I want to buy a my album. Yeah.
Swagel on my chair, right? Any winner, yes, I for. The fool on my chest, I for. Gonna study credit, like so. Swagel on my chair, right? For.
senza ejakara komoyo selamadlalade athize elawacindezelayo asetholakala njalo ethengwa ngabalandeli bakhe.
Sengenze ama album angu 3. Ayoqala ngiyenze 2018 abayithi Ghost Standards. Esibili ngenze 2019 abayithi Nguyafi. Then esithathu ngenze iminyaka odlulileyo abayithi Ngulingo the album. Engizenzele khona apha futhi kobulawayo labantu abaproducer khona bekobulawayo. Isimbe fakwe futha me-cyborg bophela bo-heva bomthayikho injezile ukuphusha you don't know phela ngakudla i-righto bengasoli barospapis
somele sivale uhlelo phosela ilizwi kubalaleli rock dub ungakahambi
liqhubekeke lisisekela nathi asisose sile ukuphambanise siyanika umculo omnandi ochazayo umculo wami utholakala wonke amashow ama-online shops abo Spotify, abo iTunes, abo Deezer, kwa kuma social media pages amu wonke ku Twitter yami ngu Rocky Dub ROCKIEDOUB na ku Facebook ile ngilisebenzisayo na ku Instagram ile ngilisebenzisayo ukho ngathola khona ama links ami.
Silibasana ngomculo we hip hop siwuphakulelwa ngu Rock Dub obe nguyesi laye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday.
Uyenzani abakwazi babantu
Rock on Rock Dub mpela sonto emnandi kini lonke igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Singakehlukani besikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kwele South Africa osokwamukeliwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthokazi Republic Party uMnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namhla lapho akhalaze imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso yebheyo. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi osithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.